This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Julia Brufke-Wanger, founder of Phoenix Tax Consultants, home of the Tax Tacklers. It's tax season, and I genuinely understand the complications and frustrations that go into preparing to file. I believe that taxes should not be a do-it-yourself activity. You should leave it to the professionals. My team of next-level tax experts can help you find a new way to do your taxes and a strategy to get top results. Schedule your virtual or in-person appointment today at TaxTacklers.com.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops, but not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker, because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer, not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson. But
that's a four, Pasta.
Fret not. Go ahead, explain it, because I sure as hell don't know.
The song is called Return of the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Oh, Mac Jones. Gotcha.
Although,
gotcha.
Where did he return from?
Well, it's...
He was in purgatory.
It's kind of like we hardly knew ye. He should have been here 4 years ago. They're just making amends, like when you're in a 12-step program. That's all they're doing.
Well, I don't know if Kyle Shanahan believes that Mac Jones right now can step in and be a starting quarterback. But what I do believe is that he regrets trading 3 first-round picks to trade up to get Trey Lance. I think if he had to do it over again, he would have just sat at, what, like 11? And just had Mac fall on his lap.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, by the way... I shared this with the YouTube chat. Apparently,
you gotta stay out of there.
Why? It's called interacting, especially during the break. So they're not distracting me.
Please.
I think it's like the Missouri Valley Conference or something like that. I don't know the conference, but one of these bogus conference tournaments that they shouldn't even be holding in the first place.
Is
taking place in St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know what they call it? Arch Madness. Oh, God, that's brilliant.
That's a four.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. We're talking about the 49ers signing Mac Jones to be their backup quarterback.
Why do you always do that?
Are they?
Well, I don't know what this team is doing. You know what? Actually, I apologize for flatly refusing to believe that this means anything, because I have no clue what the hell the 49ers are doing right now. There is... At first, you and I talked about this a couple days ago. I was like, I really like what they're doing. You know, they're resetting the books. They're trimming the fat. They're getting rid of players that are long in the tooth and too high to pay. And then they keep going down this road, and it's like they release a different player every day. They move off a guy, and they bring in Luke Farrell and some special teams gunner, DeMarcus Robinson, and now Michael McCorkle Jones. And I'm just wondering... What are we doing? Are we trying to win a Super Bowl, or are we trying to save money? Because doing both is extremely hard, especially when you're literally heading to... Shout out to Lucas, who came in and told us about H-Mart. You're going to a grocery outlet right now to buy groceries. I'm not saying you have to go shop at Whole Foods, but there's got to be some middle ground.
Maybe they think the window's closed for right now. And maybe they think we got to get the book. We do want to win a Super Bowl, but we realize after last year, the only way we're going to win a Super Bowl is if we fix up our pecking order, you know, of our payroll and get guys more aligned to what they're actually doing. And that may take a year. And I don't know, but if you've seen our schedule coming up, we still can stumble into 10 wins with Mac Jones. And then we go from there. I don't know. I just, hey, Shanny's always got something up his sleeve, it feels like. He's always got an ulterior motive, feels like.
If I'm Brock, like, how are you feeling right now? Brock Purdy wakes up, gets a notification on his phone. According to Goo, he's on a tractor somewhere, even though he lives in Arizona. And he looks at his phone and he says, huh, that's my new teammate, Mac Jones. I mean, are you happy? Are you wondering, what do they really think of me? Or are you just like, you know what, I'll see him on Wolfie. We're not there yet.
You know what I would liken it to? I would liken it to a college football or basketball program where there's an upperclassman, maybe a junior transitioning to senior year, and they're going to bring, you know, they've recruited this really good freshman out of Peoria who's coming onto the program, and everyone's like, boy, that guy from Peoria, he's pretty good. You better be careful starting quarterback with 3 years under your belt. And then maybe they'd sign Purdy and Mac Jones is a backup and you guys are all right. There's nothing to see here. Maybe Mac Jones starts taking a little playing time from the seasoned veteran.
I mean, or you're a two-year starter, three-year starter, and someone transfers in as a fifth year from Alabama State, and they went 5-6 last year, just missed a bowl game, and you're wondering, well, this guy stinks, but could he, like, do I really need to be worried? I mean, you know, whenever you bring in new competition, I'm sure you're wondering, you know, is my spot safe, this, that, and the other? It's like, but then again, this guy really does stink. I mean, I should be able to beat him out.
Well, okay, and that's maybe the part I'm leaving out, and I'll yield to you. If you think he stinks, then that's a big part of this equation. I don't know if he stinks because I don't know what Kyle Shanahan sees or doesn't see in a quarterback.
But he has stunk. Okay. He had one good year. His rookie season, I don't want to say. He was a Pro Bowler. They made the playoffs that year before Josh Allen dropped 5 touchdowns on their head. But since then, he has stunk. And so, yeah, I think it's another reclamation project if you're the Niners. I don't think that Mac Jones is as good as Sam Darnold was when he came in to the Niners.
Let's go to D's in San Francisco. Hey, D, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for calling, taking my call. Sure. How you guys doing?
Doing well.
I think we should take that risk and take that that person that to help the team to succeed. Even though if we don't make it to the championship, at least we're getting our team player ready for the next year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So giving a shot, taking that another person, adding to our team, I think is the best way if we're looking towards the head coach kind of way.
You know what I mean? Yeah, no, I do know what you mean. And maybe, again, it sounds to me like you're talking about getting this payroll in order. But this is from the 510 on the Comcast Business text line. Steiny, make no mistake. The 49ers are prepared to start Mac Jones if Brock Purdy tries to hold out for a ridiculous contract. Can we meet there? If Brock Purdy and the 49ers are 20 million apart, he wants 50, they want to give him 15 apart, 35. Is this a safety valve for not allowing Brock Purdy to make top six quarterback money?
I would say if you're prepared for Mac Jones to start for your football team, you're prepared to not win games. You're prepared to not give yourself the best chance to win games. That's how I look at
it. Okay, and
I know Brock just went 6-11 and the team wasn't very good. And, you know, again, if you are stripping this thing down to the seams and you're trying to save money, well, then it would make sense to try and play cutthroat with your quarterback, because why would you pay a guy max money when your team is not prepared to help him, and right. it's gonna hurt you in that endeavor. I don't know. Like, to me, I do think that this thing is, I don't know if it's not headed for a holdout, but I think this is gonna extend into the summer. Things are not trending towards Brock Purdy being their first day of OTAs. And maybe the Niners are looking to insulate themselves in case this does turn into a Brandon Ayuk situation. Like, before last year, I don't know about you, I didn't think Brandon Ayuk was a problem or
right.
someone that was more about me than the team. And then the contract negotiation, along with his agent, because that's a big part of this too, made me feel like, well, actually, Ayuk's just here for the money. You know, and it's... Money it makes people do crazy things, especially when the amount of money that's possibly on the table is going from $5 million this year to, in a crazy world, $55 or $60 million. Like, if you're telling me I can get that kind of pay raise in a single offseason, well, then I might be prepared to do anything possible to get it.
I mean, the 49ers can say to Brock Purdy, dude, you're going to make five times as much as you made last year, because Purdy's set to make $5-plus million.
It's true. I mean...
I guess the way I would characterize it, when I saw, and we're talking about Mac Jones, the newest 49er, ostensibly in here to be a backup quarterback, but when I saw that, I just thought, man, I feel like all bets are off with this team. And I do agree with you when you say, well, what are they, like, we don't know what they're doing. And to me, that makes it feel like everything's on the table, including, I don't want to say a life without Brock Purdy, but not a life with Brock Purdy if they think he's asking for too much money. What if they have a number they don't want to go over?
I'm sure they don't. Sure they do have a number.
And we seem to believe that they're in a different kind of mode now, more of a cost-cutting mode or a responsibility mode, if you want to call it that. 888-957-9570 is the number. No guru today, but he's still here in heart, and I'm going to use one of his phrases. Is there nothing to see here with Mac Jones? Yeah, they signed Mac Jones, backup quarterback. Nothing to see here.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's a chance that's the case. But just by gauging the feedback from 49er fans and knowing the history that Kyle's had with this team, I wouldn't put anything past him. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it at 888-957-9570. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
Do you think that, like, Brock Purdy right now, I think is in line to make a lot of money. I don't know how much. How do you, like, where do you think this is coming from? Because if you put a gun to John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, I think they want to pay Brock Purdy.
Okay.
But what I'm wondering is if we're seeing a, I don't know, like an internal struggle between ownership in the front office, where ownership is saying, dude, we've paid so much money for you guys, and you've come close, but now these investments are not returning. Like, they're not getting us what they want, and I can't continue to foot this bill. So you got to get rid of this much money. You can't pay the quarterback this much money. And I know that might suck, but you just got to figure it out. Like, I wonder if we're beginning to see, because it's not just Mac Jones. That's a singular move, and it's interesting. But all of these moves combined, it's leading me to believe, like, it feels like Jed York is trying to take back this football team from people that have spent irresponsibly for the last couple of seasons and have not returned a Super Bowl. You know, it feels a little bit like what the Warriors tried to do this past off season, which was dial things back. And I think that was different because they wanted to, you know, gain more flexibility. And they did put themselves in a position to make a trade like the one for Jimmy Butler. But they couldn't foot the most expensive tax bill in the NBA, in the history of basketball, for a team that didn't make the postseason. And it's almost like, I just get the feeling York is looking at this team and be like, well, we're not going to be that great. We're not going to be a Super Bowl contender. And so I'm not going to pay $334 million, which is the amount of cash that he shelled out last season. And I wonder what Kyle and John think about that. Like, that's generally, you don't win without spending money. And it's not like they're just cutting back a little bit. Like, they're eating a ton of money this year, and they're stripping themselves of top salaries. Like, it's just strange.
Well, I also think, and I think I've said this before, and people have said you're nuts, but I haven't ruled this theory out either. Is, I think there's a chance that the 49ers view the quarterback, Kyle Shanahan views the quarterback situation in a way where he knows that if you can have a competent quarterback at low money, it strategically gives you an advantage because you can obviously build more weapons around a quarterback who's not paid a lot of money. And maybe Kyle Shanahan is the kind of guy who says, we cannot pay a quarterback, top five quarterback money, if we don't believe he's a top five quarterback. And, oh, by the way, everybody out there who says Mac Jones stinks, I had the last pick in the draft, and because he was making so little money, he was very competent and maybe better than competent. We were able to put a hell of a team around him. And you know what? I want to go about it that way until I am convinced beyond belief that we have a quarterback worth paying top five quarterback money. Now, what would fly in the face there would be like, well, Steiny, Garoppolo, when they paid him, was among the highest paid quarterbacks. But I think if we look back at that contract, yeah, the money was high, but they had flexibility with it.
To me, what flies in the face of that is your inactivity in free agency. If your goal is to cut back money in order to reinvest or redistribute it, then I get that. If you're going to tell me that you're going to play hardball with Purdy because you want to allocate that money elsewhere, I get that. I understand that. They haven't done that. There's been zero action this offseason that the Niners are willing to pay big money for another free agent. In fact, the Joey Bosa miss, to me, is evidence of that. Joey Bosa's making 12.7, 12.8, whatever it was, one-year deal. I think if the Niners had overpaid, they could have gotten Joey Bosa. If they had been willing to offer him $15 million to come play with his brother, I think they would have been able to get him. I could be wrong.
Right.
But I don't think that Joey Bosa was just set on playing for the Buffalo Bills. He was going to where the money was. And the Niners didn't feel like he was worth it. The DeMarcus Robinson deal is a bargain deal. You know, even to some extent, maybe the tight end deal that they just got for Luke Farrell, you know, it's $11 million guaranteed. It's, they might see that as a bargain for a tight end too. They haven't made any moves that are splash moves. In fact, their inaction in day one and day two of free agency means that even if they have money to spend and they sit back and they bide their time and they save cash here and they get off of this guy, who's left to go buy? You know, it just leads me to believe like you're almost playing for next season.
Well, that's what I was going to kind of bring up. What if Shanahan and Lynch think this is a kind of a 2-year project to get things back in line? Because if you look at it on the surface right now, I mean, the 49ers may be the least active team in free agency. They have stripped payroll and they have not replaced those guys with free agents that they paid. So as of right now, the 49ers are in cost-cutting mode. Now, we've got to find out if they're in cost-cutting mode because Purdy's on the verge of a big deal, or they're in cost-cutting mode because they're actually pivoting in a pretty strong direction. And obviously, we're going to find that out in the next several months, but I think it's interesting in the context of everything that's happened already in free agency, which is nothing. Nothing's happened in free agency for them.
No, and everything has happened around them in free agency. You know, the Rams, they went and got Devontae Adams. You know, the Seattle Seahawks, whether you think he's better or worse, they traded DK Metcalf, but they went and got a new quarterback. Like, teams around them are making moves. I think the Cardinals also got someone worth note. My point is the Niners have been not only just the least active team in free agency, but of the teams that I think we believe at the end of the season, like I thought that this last season was a bit of a blip. I don't want to say fluky, but a lot of things did not go their way that contributed to a 6-win season. If they ran it back, maybe not paying guys, but you know, you get off of Debo. You don't bring Juszczyk back. You know, there are players that are core members of your group, but you don't have to pay them. Like, you could still be pretty competitive against a last-place schedule in a division that compared to the NFC North and the NFC East it's probably the second worst division in the NFC. The South would be the easiest. But, like, you still got a pretty good shot to make the playoffs. All of their moves, to me, either they think the players on their team are a lot better than they played like last year, or they just don't have an interest in being a team that can make noise this year. It's very different from what they did from 2020 to 2021. I mean, they're literally just getting off of guys and saying, all right, we're going to draft our replacements and we're going to have guys step up and we're just going to roll the ball out there and see what happens. Plus paying your quarterback a sizable raise, whatever the number is going to be, the messaging is just really conflicting.
Yeah, I hear you there. This is from the 415. Last season was Super Bowl or bust. It went bust, and this is the fallout. Let's go to Lee in San Jose. Hey, Lee, how you doing, man? You what are you thinking, Lee?
I'm here, brother. How you doing, okay?
Yeah, doing great. Thank you.
What's up?
This thing stinks. Shanahan he stinks. You do not do this to this young kid who busted his ass and played like a chicken with his hair on fire all year, these last 2 years, because there's no offensive line. You can't spot check an offensive line, but you have to have a complete line that works as one unit. They don't have that. I don't care what kind of quarterback you have. He's going to be running around throwing up hot air balloons like poor kid. If his agent is any kind of agent, he's going to come after the 49ers with all of his guns a-blazing, pardon the pun. The 49ers are a bad, bad operation. You messed this up. It's over. The kid deserves better than that. If he asks for the moon, they better give it to him. They better pay him, or he's gone. Thank you.
Thank you, Lee. Appreciate the call. Do you feel like it's sticking it to Brock by even making this signing? Or do you think it's one of those things where if they still really believe in Purdy and they know they're getting something done, they've told Brock Purdy, relax, he's just a backup.
Well, I mean, if you want to be specific, like Josh Dobbs just signed a 2-year, $8 million deal with the Patriots. And moments ago, Brennan Allen just agreed to a 1-year deal with the Titans. So, like, you literally have no other quarterbacks in the room.
Right. And this is going right for a backup, pretty much.
Yeah, it might be towards the higher end. I'm not quite sure. You know, I think it's a good move for Mac Jones because of the track record of Shanahan with his backup quarterbacks, even the ones that have had a chance to start. And if you're the Niners, you know, you at least have a player who has started as a quarterback in case it... I know that I think Brock Purdy's only missed 3 games due to injury in his career, but to be fair, he's played with rib injuries. He's played with shoulder injuries. He obviously tore up his elbow. So it's not as if Purdy hasn't just been a man of steel that you can pencil in for 17 games a year. So maybe the Niners also recognize, like, we need a better backup than Brandon Allen. And Mac Jones was the best one out there that they could find. I guess it might sound crazy. I don't think it impacts the leverage of either side in these negotiations for the quarterback. Mm. I don't think it moves the needle one way or another. I think it was a position of need that they absolutely had to get. They might even sign another quarterback. I don't know. And Mac Jones is someone that Kyle Shanahan obviously liked in the past, and so it fits. But Brock Purdy's value going up or down because of this move, I don't see it.
Fair enough. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're going to stay on the 49ers for the next segment. I want to take all these calls that are on the other side. And then at late morning, after the segment, we'll start easing into the Golden State Warriors. We'll have Jason Timpf of the Volume Sports Network and podcast. He'll join us. He's been on before, and he's always been high on the Warriors, and I got to believe he's even more high on them now. We're going to replay the Steph Curry interview, not all of it, but about 15 minutes worth of that Steph Curry interview at 12:20, because we didn't really have a chance to talk about some of the interesting things that Steph said. So we'll finish up here with the Niners. We'll get back to the Golden State Warriors, and we will be back after this break. But coming up on the game, it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Spring into action at Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Stay in your car while friendly technicians. They check oil, batteries, lights, tires, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. All vehicle types are welcome.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.